T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Long a supporter of President Trump, former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says that he can no longer support the president for re-election. Anthony Scaramucci is with us here in our WCBS newsroom. Anthony, what prompted this split?
Hey, great to be here. Well, listen, I mean, I've tried to be very, very supportive of him, but he continues down a track of creating a racial divide in the country, and the rhetoric is heating up, and there's nobody left in the White House that he's listening to, and so it's sort of an uncontrolled, unfettered situation. And unfortunately, sometimes when people get power, it can exemplify the worst parts of their personalities. And as you know, I mean, I was fired brutally 2 years ago. I stayed very loyal to him, to the agenda, and the team. I didn't take the firing personally. But I have said repeatedly, don't go after the press. The press is not the enemy of people. I don't like the child separation policy at the border, things like that. And I guess I must have said something on the Bill Maher show that prompted him to start blasting me on his Twitter account. So he likes bullying his fellow citizens by using the power of his Twitter account. And so this sort of nonsense has got to end. And so I called him out for it. And, you know, we got to find a new nominee. We got to switch him out at the top of the ticket.
What has changed about Donald Trump, for whom you worked and until recently supported for re-election?
Well, again, maybe I'm too close to the situation, Steve. What has changed to me, it is a gradual decline in his mental faculties. It's a gradual increase in his anger, and it's his strategic or non-strategic impetuous move to divide the country. And so it's the combination of those three things. I see it differently than Never Trumpers or people that have Trump derangement syndrome. But I think what's happening to people, particularly insiders, they're getting Trump fatigue syndrome, where they're like, oh my God, enough is enough. This guy acts crazy every single day, has to be in the news every day, stirs up controversy every single day. And so has anything changed? Maybe it's just gotten worse. You know, the frog was set to boil and it was on cool water in the beginning. And I'm calling the alarm bell before the full bubbles start popping in the pot.
You just said we, meaning Republicans, need to find a new nominee. I can't believe I'm quoting Page Six, but Page Six says you recently met with Nikki Haley. Is she a possibility, and would you support her if she decided to challenge this incumbent president?
I can't speak for Nikki. I don't think she's going to challenge the incumbent president, but I do see Nikki Haley as a president at some time in the future of the United States, and she would be an amazing president. She's a very gifted person. She's got a command of the language. She's a healing personality. She's a person with empathy. And so for all those things, I would love to see her be the president of the United States, strong on Israel, things like that. But I don't see her doing that. It's going to take somebody different than her, because I think she sees the future, and her future is very bright.
Real quick before we let you go, all this said, if you had to handicap the 2020 election, is Donald Trump still the early odds-on choice to win?
Listen, I'm a capital manager, so I have to be very objective. This is not a partisan thing. I would say right now it's 65-35 that he's tracking to win the election. It's 15 months to go. And I think if he continues this destructive course, those odds will change. But listen, he's the incumbent president. If he has a positive economy coming into November of 2020, he'll likely win. But if we go into a full-blown recession as a result of these trade wars, I think it'll be on very thin ice in the, over the next 15 months.
Anthony Scaramucci, always good to talk with you. Thanks for stopping in.
Great to be here. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.